Yes, so if you need speed tonight, may the Lord increase his strength upon you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the Bible says that we will soar like eagles, which means that
Amen.
eagles, they don't fly, they soar. Amen. They use the wind to
Amen.
move, and the wind is the wind of the Lord. And tonight, and I'm believing him that by his grace, he will energize us, or he will undergird our sail so that we can soar. Amen. With speed
Amen.
in the name of Jesus Christ. And while the
Amen.
prayer, we are praying, if First Minister is around, she will also come in and also take us further in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's pray.
Amen.
Commit ourselves unto the hand of the Lord and say, Father, we have come that by your grace you will take us there. I don't know where we are, I don't know where you are now, but he can take us there in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. As a family, let's pray together. Spirit divine, we come to you in the multitude of your mercies in the name of Jesus Christ, asking for your hand to come upon us, Lord, across the world. Those in London, those in Africa, in America, in Asia, any part that anyone is listening to us from, we standing together in prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. The Father, take us there where you began with us. It is only your hand that can sustain us and take us to where we belong. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray, oh God, that every limitations that has placed upon everyone, any boundaries that the enemy has placed upon anyone, that the enemy does not want you to trespass or move beyond that place. Today we stand in the name of Jesus Christ with the hand of God upon our lives and with his mercies of God that is shadowing us. May he take us from where we are to the place where we need to be in the
Amen.
mighty name of Jesus Christ. Anyone that is with us, wherever they are, I pray the Lord let your hand undergird our sail in the mighty name of
Amen.
Jesus. Father, tonight we seek for your mercies to lift us up, oh God. Lift us
Amen.
up once again. Lift us once again, oh God,
Amen.
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Those who desire to walk by your grace, wherever they are sitting, they will rise. Those who need to run, wherever they are walking, your speed will come upon them. Those who need to fly, wherever they are running, your speed will come upon them in the mighty
Amen.
name of Jesus. And those who need to soar, wherever they are up there flying, the grace of yours will come upon us to begin to soar in the mighty name of
Amen.
Jesus Christ. Limitations be
Amen.
broken. Father, we
Amen.
stand. We declare that let limitations be broken. Impediments
Amen.
and things that resist the flow of your spirit, the flow of your grace, the flow of your strength upon our lives in our daily activities that will catapult us to a higher dimension of your power. I stand in the name of Jesus Christ, asking, oh God, that let your strength come upon us. In the mighty
Amen.
name of Jesus, let your strength come upon us.
Amen.
In the mighty
Amen.
name of Jesus Christ, upon the lady out there who desires the wisdom of the Lord to manage whatever situations that she is in, the brother out there who is desiring the way out of the mess that they are in, oh God, the sister out there who is seeking for your directions and your guide, we know for sure that it is only your hand and your hand alone that can lift us up, oh God, tonight. And so we
Amen.
pray as a family in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the Lord, you will lift us up, oh God. You will lift us up, oh King of glory. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name name of Jesus Christ, we declare and decree, oh God, that limitations be broken off every shoulder. Anyone that has been limited for whatever reason, anyone that has been resisted for whatever reason, we stand in your name, oh God, in the name of Jesus, declaring, oh God, liberty now, freedom to rise, 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 in the mighty name of Jesus. Hadaba sorabionana azekam baradosa brandi eko da sudema tusada la brandi karotena mosaya azekarabada bababa asantele boshandaya azekande abraso lobrosa adendolo loboska bandia adambe korobroska piana avanta bosadea. We declare and decree in the mighty name of Jesus that anyone that must rise, let your grace come upon them to rise. Anyone that has been tied down with any mechanism of wicked adventure, we declare to break them loose now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare and decree, oh God, that whatever has become a resistive activity of satanic agendas, witchcraft agendas, all covens of wickedness, we stand today, we liberate the souls of men, we liberate the lives of people, we liberate everyone that has been tied down. We are rising in the name of Jesus Christ. Freedom to fly, freedom to soar, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, any mental issue, any mental breakdown, any emotional breakdown, any psychological resistance that the enemy has placed upon anyone's life that men cannot solve, today we stand in the name of Jesus. We break it out. We break you out now. We break you out now in the mighty name of Jesus. We break you out now in the mighty name of Jesus. Come out of every place of confinement in the name of Jesus. We are coming out in the mighty name of Jesus. Speak out and say, I'm coming out by the message of God. You are coming out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know the gravity of the understanding of what I'm talking about, which is the ability to soar. Hallelujah. But imagine a bird with a string of rope on their leg, or maybe on their wings, or a bird that has been overtrained to a point where they can let it go, but it can go at a particular distance and then comes back to perch wherever it was, like a domesticated bird. I've seen that in many places, that people will have pigeons and the pigeon will travel distance, go and find food, and yet come back to where they were. And some of us, hallelujah, some of us, by the grace of God, we have not been made to be stagnant. Hallelujah. Did you hear what I said? The Lord has not formed you to be stagnant. He has not created you to make you become redundant, just to stay at one place, and all that you do is just all the time, it's the same 9 to 5. Hallelujah. There's so much grace upon your life to live just a 9 to 5 lifestyle, a life cycle. Hallelujah. And one thing that the devil has done in such a way is that he has made our environment to be much more comfortable for us to a point where we feel okay to be where we are. Hallelujah. But tonight I came to roughen the waters a little bit to let you know that there is a bigger ocean out there that you can actually swim in and fish out whatever kind of fish you want to get. including the exotic fishes and all the things that you have never seen before. Hallelujah. Amen. You can never get a whale in a fish tank. Maybe it might surprise you. And you can never put a whale in a fish tank and expect it to enjoy the benefits of freedom. And most of us, by the grace of God, he has opened us up to the possibilities. But the issues of our background, the challenges of our lives, the enemy has set up a boundary line that this is how far you can go and this is how far you must go. So literally, the lives that we live is more or less like it has been set as a cut point. We have a cut point at which we can go. So when you are doing something, say, don't worry. They will tell you that don't worry. Oh, she's trying to do this thing. She's trying to run this business. Oh, as a nurse, why are you trying to run a business of whatever? So don't worry. That's how, leave him. You leave her. We know how far she can go. Because they have set the boundary lines for us. And for that matter, they say that this is how far we can go. But the Bible said that the Lord is the one that sets the boundary lines for us, not our enemies. Did you hear what I said? It is not your enemies who must determine how good your life must be, or the kind of man that you must marry, or how your marriage must be, or how your lifestyle must be. No, it is the Lord. How machendo kratas. Somebody say it with me, that it is the Lord.
It is the Lord.
Hallelujah. It is the Lord. I don't know if you understand this, that it is the Lord who sets the boundary lines for us. And therefore, any other boundary lines that the enemy has set for you today, do not accept it. Did you hear what I said? That yes, anything sir. That seems to be con diabrosia. The Bible said it this way in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 10. It says that do not move the ancient boundary lines or go into the fields of the fatherless. That is set by God. But the enemy also says that curse is he that moves his neighbor. The enemy also says that you should not go beyond some level. And so whatever money that comes into your account, So long as it is past a particular amount, you have to find a way to get some out or shed some out until it gets to some level. That is the time you are comfortable with. But today, I pray that let the hunger of the Spirit of God come upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. That he, the Lord, who has set your boundary lines, will begin to work and operate in you with the fullness of his grace to be able to get to where you have to be.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Tonight, amen. I pray for you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that soul with freedom in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 20, they say, I will fix your boundary from the Red Sea to the Sea of the Philistines. And from the wilderness to the river Euphrates, for I will deliver the inhabitants of the land into your hand, and you will drive them out of the land before me. I, the Lord, will help you drive them out. Which means that God is the one that sets my boundary lines. So any other boundary line that has been set for me, whether it's on my finances, whether it's on my marriage, whether it's on my children, whether it's on my freedom, whether it's on my excellence or my success, whether it's on ability to obtain anything, I declare in the name of Jesus Christ, anything apart from what God has said is not acceptable.
Amen.
And so tonight, I want us to pray. I don't know those of you who are satisfied wherever you are, but some of us, I feel that we can do more. Hallelujah. Amen. I feel that we can do more, but there's so much going on with us. I had the privilege of talking to somebody, and the person was connected to us for some time, and then all of a sudden, the person decided to move on, and I thank God for that. And after the person moved on, things were not going on well. And unfortunately, I don't know how it was happening, but I prayed. I was still praying for the person. You know, when the Lord places on your heart, you have to do it. So the issue of why, if you left, if you go there, no. I will go as the Spirit of God leads me to pray for everyone that the Lord please puts on my heart. Now I was praying for this person, and then I stopped, not knowing that the devil had placed so much plagues on a person to actually ravage the life of the person. Hallelujah. And then I was here last week. One of the sisters called me and said, man of God, I'm begging you, can you pray for this person that I brought on the platter? The person is left, though, but the person needs help. And I said, can you ask the person to call me? Because I had forgotten their number. So the person called, and I said, I began to speak, and the Lord began to give me revelations about stuff. And I spoke to her, and then we prayed. When I prayed, I called back to check up to see how she was feeling. Again, she wasn't well. So I asked the Lord, what is going on? The Lord didn't answer. And I went back again. I prayed with her again. And then yesterday she called. And I was picking the kids from school and she called. I want to show you how the enemy can place a boundary lines on you. The person has traveled away from Ghana to wherever she was, and yet the enemy has placed a boundary on her that she should not trust that boundary. And somebody who is fruitful is struggling, and her life is coming to an end, and looks like nothing is working for her. And all that they are demanding is that come back home, come back home, come back home, come back home. So it's literally, she has bought her ticket. She's got herself ready. She wants to go back, leave America and go back to Ghana for no reason. Because stress on her mind, emotions and everything. And I was looking at her as a father, the devil is a liar. In the name of Jesus Christ. So I reversed the order and I prayed a lot of things. And by the grace of God, yesterday she called to confirm how she was feeling and how great she was feeling. She was coming, calling to thank you. I said, don't thank me. Thank God. It is the Lord that sets our boundary lines, not our enemies, not those who are demanding our life from home, asking us to bring them money. And if you are not bringing money because of this, they want to take you away, or you are all kinds of nasty stuff that is going on in the realms of the spirit. But tonight, I want to stand with you by the message of God, that anyone that has called your name, anyone that has used any grounds to demand your life, anyone that is using any capacity to restrict your freedom, I stand with you by the voice of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that be released from their grips in the name of Jesus. And every demand over your spirit in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, from today, your boundaries is what the Lord has set. From today, your place of influence is what the Lord has set in the name of Jesus Christ. If anyone is knocking on any evil door and demanding that you should not have a home for yourself, you should not have a family, your children to grow well, you should not have a peaceful marriage, I stand with you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Then let the hand of God deal with that matter for you decisively and give you the freedom that you deserve. And therefore, let all boundaries be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. I said, let all boundaries be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Let every boundaries that the enemy has set over your life be broken. If you believe that, say amen with me.
Amen.
Oh, don't be too far from me, my dear. Don't be too far from me, because you have no idea how they have made up their mind that for you, a million should not be in your account. So you can get 999.999.9. For the one to be on top of it to be a millionaire, it's not going to happen. The moment it comes, something else will have to come in. When the man needs to make your life comfortable, or the woman needs to make your life comfortable, all of a sudden, somebody will be passing and it will create some small issue, and then it will generate all kinds of nasty stuff in the family, and then the joy that you are enjoying, the peace of mind, the conversation, the interactions that you are enjoying, all of a sudden drops down again. And you have to go back and to pick up the pieces, and then it takes a couple of days, a couple of weeks, sometimes even years, to be able to rebuild whatever was being before. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible is the source of our inheritance, and the Lord is the one that sets our boundaries. Hallelujah. And tonight my prayer for you is that be free to soar in the name of Jesus Christ. I want us to pray again. The Father, any inheritance that you have given to me. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 32, verse 8, it says that when the Most High gave the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of men, he set the boundaries of the peoples according to the number of the sons of Israel. So God is the one that sets our boundaries, not man, not evil powers, not entities of darkness. So now, any boundaries that you are operating in, break it out. If it is not of God, if it is not a godly boundary, break out of that now. That is our prayer. Say, Father, I'm coming out. Now I break forth in the name of Jesus. I'm breaking out and I'm breaking forth in the name of Jesus. I'm receiving your freedom to soar in the name of Jesus. I want to rise to another level in the name of Jesus. I want to excel in the name of Jesus Christ. Restrictions and limitations come out of my life in the name of Jesus. If God is the one that has given the nations their inheritance, then the devil cannot give me inheritance. The devil cannot determine how far I can go, because the Bible says in Psalm 2, it says that he said, ask me of the nations. Did you hear what I said? The Lord said to us that we should ask him of the nations, but people are only asking for bedroom, one bedroom flat, two bedroom flat. It's a great one to start with, but listen, you are supposed to possess a nation. If you have built one, the Lord says that we should ask him for nations. I hope you are not thinking that I'm just speaking out of
2 speech, verse 8.
Oh Jesus, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. The Bible, I'll read for you. It said, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Hallelujah. Amen. And from us. He that sits in the heavens shall laugh, and the Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king on my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my son. This day I have begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen of thine inheritance and the uttermost part of the earth for thy possession. Am I saying it by my own accord? It is the word of the Lord. Which means that the Lord has set us as people who are supposed to be free. But there are people who are ungodly men who have decided to break our limitations and set new limitations for you and I. So tonight, your prayer is that, Lord, set me free to rise. Set me free to soar. Lift up your voice with me and let's pray out. Because the Lord says so. The word of the Lord says so. Say, ask of me and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance. I pray with you tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever you are praying from, I declare that may your understanding be enlightened to know how far the Lord has blessed you and how wide he wants you to go, how high he wants you to rise, and how deep he wants you to be established in the name of Jesus Christ. The enemy wants to break your cords asunder. He wants to destroy all your opportunities and all the faculties of the grace of God on your life. But today we stand by the word of the Lord. We ask him, oh Father, we are asking you, oh Lord, that give us what it is to be able to rise. We break out tonight. Limitations in ministry, limitations in relationship, limitations in our finances, limitations in our ability to influence, limitations in the power dynamics of your grace upon our life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, a husband and a wife, they are believing you, oh God, to do more in their life, to leave a greater legacy for their children and their children's children. We declare and decree that today, by your grace and by your power, by your authority, let them be free to do so. Let them be free to do so in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever has become the limitation, We break it. Whether the limitations have come as a result of the environment, we break them forth. The limitations which has come as a result of the place that they are, we break them forth. We come against demonic resistances in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Kings and rulers have gathered together. If the Bible is talking about kings, it's talking about those who have authority in jurisdictions. That is evil jurisdictions, or people who think that they have command and control over people in a particular area. And these, the Bible says that we are not limited to such people or to such ones, or what they say or the bar they raise for us is where we have to hit, that you shouldn't get to this place. And I'm standing here by the message of God, and I think that God says that you and I, we are above and not beneath.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's not saying that we should only ask for just a couple of meal, but he said, ask of me and I shall give thee the nations,
yes,
including the heathen, that's the unbelievers. Amen. Those who are thinking that they are supposed to control us, the Lord says that we should ask of them for him to give them to us to control them.
Amen.
Yes. That's what the Bible says here. That's what the Bible. I'm talking from some 2:8. That he said that including the ends of the earth for our possession. Today, I increase your appetite for more in the Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you begin to desire more of the Lord by the grace of God, that whatever has become the limitation, today you break out. I said, come out in the name of Jesus Christ and begin to soar. You are supposed to walk in abundance, and so shall it be. You are supposed to be ahead, and so shall it be. You are supposed to be above, and so shall it be. You are supposed to rise, and so shall it be. You are supposed to soar, so shall it be. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ today, I break out in the mighty name of Jesus from every limitations of men, from the confinements of men, from the ideas of men, from the ideologies of men, from evil agendas in the name of Jesus Christ, from the crap that they form us, that this is how best you can give. This is the best you can do. I pray I change the opinions of men with the fire of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Every negative opinion that has been set about us, we set fire upon it in the name of Jesus. We ruffle the waters, we muddy the waters, we come by the power of the strength of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. We are not moving by our own wisdom, but we move by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. We move by the leadings of the Lord God Almighty in the name of Jesus Christ. Hade shaduma kambara teso vata brasa ke varona shuna abiamba in the name of Jesus Christ. You are full of ideas to rise in the name of Jesus Christ. You are full of strategies to rise in the name of Jesus Christ. You are full of power and even passion to rise in the name of Jesus. The hand of God shall undergird you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hantolobros Kavandia, Amantolobros Savatia, Avoka Panomosa, in the name of Jesus Christ. From today, every border placed on your life, not by God, break out of it in the name of Jesus. Every border that has been set upon you, whether it's the border of Akarabim, from any part of the border of the Amorites, I stand with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, whether it's the border in wilderness and you are passed through too much wilderness of life. Today, come out to the place of abundance. Wherever there's an opportunity of breakthrough, go there in the name of Jesus. Wherever your life can become a blessing, go there in the name of Jesus. Wherever your life can become powerful, go there in the name of Jesus Christ. Every river the enemy has set to help you in, today come out in the name of Jesus Christ. You set the boundaries. The devil is the one that comes and set new boundaries so that he can devour whatever belongs to us. According to Job 24:2, I speak with you in the name of Jesus and upon your life and upon this assembly and upon our leaders, upon our children and our grandchildren and great-grandchildren to the 10th generation, according to the love of God, and according to his purposes in our life, declaring and decreeing that from today we are no more confinable in the name of Jesus Christ. Nothing can restrict us any longer in the mighty name of Jesus. We come as a rock power in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord has made us and he has made our border in the name of Jesus Christ. That's the border between us and others, the border between us and the world. We declare and decree that wherever he wants us to have possession, wherever he said to us that our feet should tread and that he gives to us today, we take it up in the name of Jesus Christ. We fear no evil, we fear no steps in the name of Jesus, for the Lord is with us. We will get there. I say we will get there. I say we will get there. Come on, rise up with me. Let's get to our promised land. Let's get to the place of the abundance. Let's get to the place where we can obtain more. Let's get to the place where the Lord will give to us. In the mighty name of Jesus, I say be free to soar. Be free to soar. Be free to soar. Hando on kama sunimana. Ahantolo bros kavronia. Ahantolo bros kavron zayala. Avondi ikaba. We only go by the boundaries of the Lord, not the boundaries of men. In the name of Jesus Christ. Ade marota maran sunia. Ahansholi akaba suriaba. Ahantolo bros kavron di ama. Abande krata. Great boundaries of the enemy. I refuse to say it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Whether it's from a background, whether it's from a bloodline, whether it's from a mother's side, in the name of Jesus, either from a father's side, oh Moshe, let no boundaries from these sides, oh God, ever speak against me any longer. Speak against my sisters, speak against my family, speak against my loved ones, my nieces and nephews, speak against my marriage, speak against my finances, speak against anything concerning my life, in the mighty name of Jesus. I receive the freedom of the Lord to soar. I receive the grace of God to soar. Hey, yarada kuru mosanda, aman terebri akunda zia, ahanta basiri oke, avandro bosania, ahansuri akaba, ahansuri aparada, ahantela broska vondia, ahantele boskava, abia parado krantosa, avion talabrosa, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Job chapter 26, verse 10. Listen to it carefully. It's a very dangerous scripture. It says that he has set inscribed, he said he has inscribed a circle on the surface of the waters at the boundary of light and darkness. Listen to me carefully. This is a scripture. And the devil uses these things as a way of setting men up in a place where they can't break forth. So ministries become confined. Like we have been meeting and be praying. I look at things online and I see people who are flocking into many churches and they are all over the place. And yet the power of potency, you can't even see it there. And when the power is also flowing somewhere, the devil don't want anybody to come. Today he's a liar. Any circle inscribed on the surface of waters, and the enemy has set boundaries at the light and darkness that we can't rise. Today, we break forth in the name of Jesus. Amen. I say we break forth in the name of Jesus. Amen. Any circle made and placed us in as a box to hold us down, today we break out in the name of Jesus. Let the radiance of the grace of God upon our lives break it forth now. We set the fire of the Lord upon the boundaries in the name of Jesus Christ. He has inscribed a circle on the surface of the waters and at the boundaries of light and darkness, so that nobody trespasses, so that you don't go beyond where they have set. And can you imagine that somebody writes and makes inscription on the surface of water and place you in, and that is your territory? That's how far you can go. Who can be able to even identify after the water has settled with its ripple effect? But they have set the circle in there on the surface on the water. Tonight, anyone that has used any device on any material or any object, anything known and unknown, created or uncreated ones, that has been used to be used as a circle, and they have drawn demarcations that this is how far you can go. Today, I stand as a voice in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ that we come out. Hallelujah. Amen. We come out in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Let the strength of the Lord come upon us to come out. Let the anointing of the Lord come upon us to come out. Let it rest upon your children. Come out. Come out. I say, come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. I have said this, that comfort is the danger of progress. Yeah. And so they give you enough comfort. Hallelujah. They give you enough comfort. A brother was asking, why do you have to go and do extra job somewhere and all that? You know why? So you have a full-time job and everything, and you have this going on and all that. Mark, when are you going to sleep? And I said, listen, I thank God for where you are, and you are satisfied with what you are, but I am not. There's so much in me. When if somebody has become a billionaire, and I'm struggling with a thousand, what is wrong with me to begin to seek for ways and means to become also a millionaire?
At least.
And Job says, Job 26 verse 10 says that he has inscribed a circle on the surface of the waters at the boundaries of light and darkness. And this mechanism, a system the enemy can also deploy, and they set it up. And I have said in many places that the people, when they in India and other places like that, when they capture elephants and all that, what they do is to be able to put some kind of rope on their legs and all that, so that the baby elephant cannot move beyond some threshold. So they know the boundary at which they can go, and then they go within that boundary for a long time till they grow. They feed them there, they do everything, so they are okay to stay in there. The day you take that chain off, you will never see the elephant going beyond that, and they will still be within the boundary, because within their mindset, they have been set up to be only at this place today by the grace of God. The Lord says that he has set you above. Hallelujah. He has set you to get more. And Amen. So we declare Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ that anyone that has Amen. Set up a boundary for you and your household, that this is how far your territory should be, and you cannot trespass over there, I revoke that demonic punishment over your life. Jesus. Hallelujah. And any transgressions the enemy has set around you, so that you don't trespass, you don't go beyond that level, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You have no idea where I came from to come and stand in here now to come and lead you in prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is our source.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord is our source.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says that you have set boundaries that they may not pass over, so that they will not return to cover the earth. Yeah. Psalm 104 verse 9. They have set a boundary so that they may not pass over, so that they will not even return to cover the earth. And the children of Israel has become in the same condition and situation for long. Now, even it has spilled over from the children of Israel to everyone in the world. And there are men who are determining how many children you should give birth to, the kind of things you have to have. Recently, I heard that there's a law that has been passed in Africa, in Ghana, and resisting some kind of bad behavior and attitude of some strange people that God is against. And because of that, America government is saying that they are resisting Ghana. They will not. They are putting sanctions on Ghana for passing laws that will benefit the country Ghana.
Yes.
Can you imagine? Because I don't want to associate myself with your mentality and your ideas. I want to see what will benefit my people and to feed them. You are upset, and so you want to put sanctions on me so that I don't do some things, or I don't get some stuff because I am rising.
Yes.
People of God, let me tell you carefully. Listen, this world, people are diabolic. You might think that, United Nations, you mentioned it, what else? United Nations, what else is out there? The G7, the G20, the F50, or the BRICS and all that. Listen, there are wicked men. They sit down and plan wickedness and find ways and means to keep people and keep nations at a particular place that they don't rise. Yes, I'm telling you of a fact. Go out there. I've got video. 2 days ago, somebody sent me a video of some of the men confessing how they can use some countries, like this guy who was killed. That was his name, Saddam Hussein. How they train him to make him a ruler because of the resources that they have in their country, and how other people will be taken out of place because they are becoming smarter and wiser to lead their people. Listen, this is, I'm talking of what is happening in our world now. Spiritually, there are those who set boundaries that men may not pass over that, so that they will not even return to cover the earth. You can't rise. Today, I pray by the message of God that be free from their bandages in the name of Jesus Christ. For the word of the Lord says, I do not fear, declares the Lord, for the Lord himself is with us. Hallelujah. He will help us to rise in the name of Jesus Christ. It is he that makes the cloud as a garment, and he's he that makes the darkness as a thick swaddling thing. God is capable to make us strong. And today I pray for you by this grace that may his hand come upon us, so that from today you begin to rise so strong. Bible said that because of the anointing of your shoulder, every yoke on you, because of the anointing on you, every yoke on your shoulder can be broken. I declare that the strength and the grace of God that can make us stronger, let it come upon us, so that we pray for you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I declare by the message of God that we begin to speak with Psalm 16. That the lions will fall for us in pleasant places. When we prayed about this a few days ago, didn't we? Yeah, we prayed about Psalm 16. I've told you that you have to keep this Psalm 16 to yourself. I beg. Hallelujah. From time to time, you read that as a prayer for yourself. Amen. You just pick it up. You read the Psalm 16 all for yourself. When you get to the place where it says the lions are falling for you in pleasant places, you know that the Lord is the one that has set that boundary for me. Hallelujah. Yes. And so I'm not afraid in the name of Jesus Christ. From today, I pray the courage of the Lord to come upon you to Saul.
Amen.
I pray the confidence of the Lord to come upon you to Saul. In the name of Jesus Christ, if men are running away because Goliath has got so much armor and weapons to a point where he can kill thousands of people, I declare that your little strength that the Lord has given to you, or your strength that the Lord has given to you with the pebbles that you pick on the floor, may you find the confidence in the Lord to be able to use it to break all that demonic barriers in your heart and in your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You among the nobles. Hey, I will say this to your spirit, to your soul, that you too, you are among the nobles. If they are going and they are not calling you, create your own.
Amen.
I said what? Create your own. If they will not invite you to come and preach for them, you stand on your own platform and preach for yourself. Preach in your bedroom. Preach on the streets. Preach everywhere. In the car. Preach in your bathroom. Everywhere. In your kitchen. Stand on something, on a chair, and use it as your podium. Say the prophetic words that come out of your spirit in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I pray this as an eternal decree over our lives, that we will soar by the influence of the Holy Spirit and by the inspiration of the power of the Lord in the name of Jesus. From today, we are not restricted, we are not limited, and we are not bound anymore to prosper, to live abundant life. We are not.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For the first time that I'm sweating for a long time. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. For the first time sweating in the cold. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, amen. Jesus, let the lines fall for us in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus Christ. And may the Lord be the one that sets our boundaries. Hallelujah. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. I want to thank God for all of you and forever, wherever. I want to thank God for Anna, my wife, for standing in. She was, I told her like 10 minutes to the time. I said, please, you have to go and lead a prayer for us.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I told her, please go and lead prayer. And she humbly picked up her stuff, came here, sat down, and began to get things ready. And I was there, and my daughter came to wake me up. I said, come, mommy's calling you. So I came back there. I said, let's do it. And then the woman of God, Auntie Amelia, was also called. I said, please be on standby. So please, I want to welcome the woman of God on the platform to come and make proclamations and decrees from her spirit and from her soul. On this thing that we are freedom to soar. Tonight's meeting, the topic is freedom to soar in the name of Jesus Christ. And some of the scriptures that we have got to use is Psalm 16, Jeremiah 5 verse 22, Proverbs chapter 8 verse 29, Psalm 104 verse 9. Psalm 104 verse 9 is one of the powerful scriptures. And Job 26 verse 10, where the Bible says that he has inscribed a circle on the surface of the waters and at the boundary of light and darkness. You know, these are very dangerous stuff that men can operate or can use spiritual powers. They use, some of them look into the sun, some of them look into the moon, some of them look into all the other kind of stuff, and then they project wickedness so that you can't rise. Today, in the name of Jesus Christ, a man of God, his church, he suffered for long. Dr. David Oyedepo, he suffered for long, say years, ages, he was not doing well for many, many years. Over 5 to 10 years, he said this church was just some small thing. And then one day he asked God, what is the secret to rise? And then he found out that actually they have set a signboard spiritually on the entrance of his church, and they have covered the church with another darkness, so men were not coming in there. And then he began to command that every darkness depart in the name of Jesus Christ. And from that time, by the grace of God, he's one of those people who are running multi-million people, church building, all kinds of stuff all over the place in Nigeria. Hallelujah. And we want to believe God that the woman of God will also make decrees and declarations. Is she available? Woman of God, where are you?
Please, I'm here.
Hallelujah. Please make some decrees from your mouth also in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. With thank God, family. We want to based on Isaiah 40 verse 31. Bible says that but those who wait on the Lord shall have a renewed strength. They will soar like eagles. They'll run and not be and go weary. They will walk and not faint. It means that after waiting is soaring. So you cannot wait and wait and wait and wait and nothing happens. And Bible says in the book of Proverbs that hope deferred makes the heart sick.
That's true.
In the name of Jesus, we stand on the word of God. Sometimes it is not God saying that you should keep on waiting, but something like we've said, it's like you have been endangered in a way that as a rope has been tied by your feet, so you have a limitation. There's a limit you can go, and they have created a particular boundary for you to catch, and after that boundary you cannot go further. We pray in the name of Jesus, and by the word advantage, we decree over each and every life represented here that whatever has kept you at one place in the name of Jesus, whatever has kept you in the place of not rising in the name of Jesus, as the word of God says in the book of Isaiah 60, that arise and shine, begin to rise in the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty
whatever
name of Jesus.
Tied down by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus and by the fire of the Holy Ghost, be loosed in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
The book of Luke, Bible says that, and this woman was bent down for years. But when she met Jesus Christ, there was a change in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever has kept you bent over in the mighty name
in
of
the mighty
Jesus.
Name of
whatever
Jesus.
Has kept you bent over
Carabra
in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever has kept you bent over that your head cannot be lifted.
Cardinal
in the
Senora.
Name of Jesus, may your head be lifted. For Psalm 24 says that, oh, as the King of Glory comes, let the heads of the gates be lifted.
Let the gates
the
be lifted.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
May your heads be lifted in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Anybody that has head bowed in shame by the power of the Holy Ghost. Bible says that for your shame you shall receive double in the name of Jesus. In the book of Isaiah, we decree over you in the name of Jesus that for your shame you shall receive double. You don't need to get to December in order to receive what God has purported for you in this year. By the power of the Holy Ghost, we lose you from everything that has kept you bound in the mighty name of Jesus. From today, experience no limitation. From today, experience no boundaries in the mighty name of Jesus. Be loosed, be loosed, be loosed, be loosed in the mighty name of Jesus. Be loosed in the mighty name of Jesus. Be loosed. Wherever you are, that I am loose. That I am loose. You want to decree that I am loose. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to walk. In the mighty name of Jesus, no more limitation. No more limitations. It is time. So it is time. Not to in the name of Jesus, but you are going to soar. Masadi mo keben melo ratima. Iben nemo so ten eben. Receive the strength to soar like the eagle. Receive the strength to soar like the eagle. Receive a renewed strength in the name of Jesus. Makola bahasa, you will not be defeated. In the name of Jesus, your shoulder will not be kept. In the mighty name of Jesus, your weakness will not be shattered. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You know, maybe you are here, you have believed and you have overbelieved, if there is any word like that. And it looks like when you are told that, oh, things are going to change, it looks like it becomes harder. But I tell you, after waiting is sorry. Bible didn't say that when the eagle waited again. But after the waiting season, after the waiting period is sorry. So I declare over every life, anybody trusting God for something greater in this month, not in the coming month, in the name of God is a God of times and seasons. Amen. God is the God of times and seasons. Bible says that after the hope is deferred, when your heart is made sick, it says that when that which you desired comes to pass, it is the tree of life. Which means that when desires come to manifestation, your life is enlightened. Your life receives life anew. I decree upon you in the name of Jesus. And by the word advantage and by the power in the word of God, that whatever has deferred your testimony, whatever has deferred the manifestation of your testimony, right now we take off that rock and stone.
In the name of Jesus.
In the book of John, that when Jesus got to the scene of Lazarus, He commanded that roll up the stone. Any stone that has kept you bound in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
I
Jesus.
I roll it off by the power. The Bible says that he called for Lazarus. He said, Lazarus, come forth.
Come
and when
forth,
he came,
forth.
He was tied. And it says that untie him. I untie every miracle. I untie every testimony. I untie every testimony. In the mighty name of the Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
I untie everything that went into your life. You
yes,
receive
Lord.
Joy of the
yes.
Lord.
In the name
the joy
of
the Lord is ours.
Receive it in the name
the
of
joy
Jesus.
Of the Lord is ours. But the joy of the Lord is our strength. In the name of
Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus. Be loosed. Be loosed. Be set free. Today is the day of salvation. Today is deliverance day. Today is your freedom. Today is the day of
salvation. Today is the day of
In the name of Jesus, amen. If there is anyone on the platform, you are believing God for somebody to sign something for you, and that will issue that testimony.
Yeah.
I pray in the name of Jesus
Amen.
That as the Lord did not cause the king to sleep because Daniel was in the den, and the king, Bible says that the king was deprived sleep. And when it was morning, he went to the den and he called for Lazarus. Daniel, that has your God been able to save
yes,
you? I pray that the Lord would deprive everybody that needs deprivation of sleep so that they will do the needful for you. And
Amen.
For you to testify of the goodness
Amen.
Of God. Father, we
Amen.
Thank you. This is a great month
Amen.
Of salvation.
Amen.
It's a great
Amen.
Month of victory.
Amen.
It's a great month of freedom and
Amen.
Deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Forgive me. I could not show my face.
Yes.
My face is tired. That is why.
We forgive you. Oh, we are grateful for
Amen.
What the Lord has done through you tonight.
Amen.
Also,
Amen.
To bless us. And we thank God
yes,
for everyone. One of you
God.
That has managed to be
yes.
here. I want to thank God
Amen.
Once again for the life of Mrs. Ejari for taking the step. Well, she didn't even flinch the moment I said,
Amen.
I take
Amen.
It because
God
I can't
bless
come.
You,
I'm,
Mrs.
I'm too,
Ejari.
I'm
God
too,
bless
too,
you.
I'm too not
bless.
Unwell. Straight away, she just came downstairs for just like 5 minutes to the
God
time.
Bless you.
That shows how ready she was for it. When I came, she had already
Amen.
Prepared a lot of stuff for a whole page and all that. And
you.
I said, don't worry,
so
I
wonderful.
Amen. Yeah,
Amen.
So, and he was so gracious.
Bless,
bless me with a warm
Jesus.
Cup of tea just to clear my throat.
Oh, God bless
you. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Mr. Jerry, for the
Amen.
Wonderful help. Hallelujah. And as he yelled to you, I overheard them talking on the phone. I said, please, the two of you, then that's your job. You have to do it. I can't do it.
Amen.
But God.
Amen.
But God gave me grace to come here and come on so that we can share together this talk.
Yes.
So the topic for the night was freedom to soar. So from today, you are free to rise, okay? Wherever you are, wherever you are. Never think about how am I going to do it. Just think about, Lord, show me where to get the thing done, to get it done. So whatever it is that you want to do, ask God for where. It is.
Amen.
Just ask God where
Amen.
It is. If it is Amen. The business, those who wrote the 20 things that can make you a millionaire, which one of them that you've taken up to try and everything,
Amen.
Yeah, just go ahead, look into the paper again.
Yes.
There are some things we don't throw it away. I'm begging you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because when it happens, what will be your evidence?
Yes.
Yeah. My first book, I wrote it in this thing.
Yeah.
It's here. 2013. It's still here. It's still lying on my desk here. 2013. And I've still got it.
Yes.
Let me show you something. If you can see, oh, Lord of mercy. The cameras are not good enough. Yeah. If you can see a sheet of paper in my Bible, I wrote it in 3rd January 2008. And I wrote notes on it, and I stick it in my Bible, and it's still there. Yeah. You see the picture of my son, his birthday, his 3rd birthday. It's still there. I try to keep this because these are stuff that the Lord gives to us, and we cannot avoid, put them on the side. I have 2005 stuff here in my Bible as I'm speaking, 2005. And all these things, the Lord keeps you going back to them to know how far he's brought you by the grace of God. Hallelujah. So please, the things you wrote down, most of them will come to pass very soon. So you need to go and look for the paper and then stick it somewhere safe. Then from time to time, you walk and look at it, especially close to your kitchen. When they ask you, "Mommy, why have you got this?" I leave it there. It's my plan to become a millionaire. Yes. And when it starts happening, the children will say, "Oh, wow, Mommy said it, it has happened." And all that. Yes. It will happen in Jesus' name.
Amen.
It will happen. Amen. God bless you so much. Thank you, family. Amen. Have a wonderful and a pleasant week. We will see you on Friday by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Amen. We'll catch up on Friday by God's grace. And Friday we'll be praying on some strategic thing. I just saw something and I thought that we have to pray on that. It's in the book of Psalms, but I need clearance on that first. About some 10 things that the Lord can give to you to be free. We'll talk about that by God's grace. Some 10 things. I need clearance from the Lord on that before we can deal with it on Friday by God's grace. But whatever the case is, God has got so much stuff for us to pray about. You are free to sow. God bless you.